Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report. In this daily editorial, we are getting an update, kind of an introduction as well, to America's gold and silver, traded on the TSX under the symbol USA, and on the NYSE under the symbol USAS. I am chatting with the President and CEO, Darren Blasutti. Now, Darren, what I want to do is catch everybody up on what happened this year for the company. Now, just so everybody understands, the company does have three main projects: Relief Canyon, that's in Nevada, the Galena Complex, that's in Idaho, and the Cosala Operations, that's in Sinaloa, Mexico. In all fairness, all three of these assets are either in production or very close to getting back into production, but that's what we're going to cover here. One by one, some of the news and what you guys had to work through this year. Let's start off with Relief Canyon. Now, this is in Nevada. This is more a gold asset for the company, while the other projects are more silver assets. But take us through some of the operational updates you can give us for the end of 2020, please.
Sure. And so obviously 2020 was a difficult year for us, not just as a result of COVID, but Relief Canyon was supposed to ramp up early in the third quarter. It took a little bit longer, COVID being part of the response, but we had another challenge was our big radial stacker, which stacks the ore on the leach pad, had a structural failure at the end of May, and we just got it back in the first week of December. So getting that piece of equipment back will allow the mine to ramp up and allow us to basically double the amount, more than double the amount of material we're putting on the leach pad. That will allow the asset itself to get to commercial production, either by the end of the year or the first week of January. That's relevant because we're going to go from producing no gold to producing around 60,000 ounces of gold next year, 2021. And that will ramp up steadily to about 90,000 ounces in 2023. Then we've got a rocket year in 2024 where we go way over 130,000 ounces of gold. So we got a nice projection from Relief Canyon. It's taken a little bit longer, cost a little bit more to get there as a result of the challenges we've had. But we're over that hump now, we feel, with the radial stacker being back. So from a shareholder perspective, you're starting to see that growth starting to happen. We'll be at, by end of April 2021, we'll be at full production. So the mine itself is supposed to average about 90,000 ounces over its 6 years. We're going to be at 60,000 ounces next year as we begin to ramp up to full production, which happens by April. So that's Relief. And again, we'll also be doing some exploration work next year to kind of grow the 610,000 ounces that we're going to take out of the mine the next 6 years as well. So we're excited about that.
One more quick comment then regarding the production metrics here. What are some of your estimates for the cost of mining here, either all-in sustaining costs or some cash costs, please?
Yeah, so the all-in sustaining costs over the life of mine are around, $900 all-in sustaining. Next year, you're going to see those numbers closer to $1,200, but that's really just because the first 3 months or 4 months are going to be much higher till we get to that full production. So once we declare commercial production at the beginning of the year, you'll only be producing, say, 3,000 ounces in January, when you're going to be producing 6,000 or 7,000 ounces in May. So you're going to have a little bit of a, if you disregarded the first quarter, we'll be at less than $1,000 all sustaining costs, but for next year, about $1,200. And that number will ratchet down as the production goes up over the remaining years of the mine life.
Okay, perfect. Thank you. And just one final comment or question before we leave Relief Canyon. In terms of exploration, what is on tap for next year?
So in the northwest side of the pit, we know that the ounces, that the vein trends down that way. So we're going to be doing two parts of exploration. One is just some infill drilling to bring some more ounces that we believe are on the outside of the pit into the pit shell, 30 or 40,000 ounces. And then we're also going to drill a little bit deeper on that northwest side. We've got about 120,000 ounces on the east side of the pit, but it's under the high wall. So the view is if we can bring in those northwest ounces, which we think are a little bit of depth, which we'll test next year, then potentially we can bring in those ounces we discover along with the extra 120,000 ounces into the plan beyond year six of the reserve mine life. So Those two drill programs will go on. They'll be about $3 to $3.5 million US. They'll get started late spring, early summer.
Okay, thank you. Let's move over to the Galena Complex now. Again, in Idaho, what updates can you give us in terms of current production and production growth that people can look for next year?
Yeah, so the Galena, as you guys may or may not know, is a joint venture with Eric Sprott personally. Eric owns 40% of the mine. The mine itself has been under what we call a recapitalization plan. So we've been basically putting Eric's capital to work to get the exploration and production of the mine up. So I've been telling people that, you know, in June 30th, 2018, there was about 60 million ounces of silver at the Galena complex. And in the last 2 years, we've drilled that number to 130 million ounces of silver. We believe by June 30th, 2021, which is 6 months from now, basically, we'll be at around 190 million ounces of silver. So we're making great progress on the exploration. That's important because it's going to drive production increases. And so we did about 750,000 ounces in 2019. We believe that 2020 will be just under 900,000 ounces. And we expect in 2021 to be doing about 1.1 million ounces at Galena. And then with all those ounces being added, we expect to get to between 1.8 and 2 million ounces by 2023. So again, more growth in the pipeline. And you know, we're finding more ounces around not only where we're operating currently, but at depth. And the reason that's important is the ounces that we're finding below infrastructure are 20 ounce per ton silver. The stuff we're mining today is 7 or 8 ounce with a really nice lead kicker. So as we continue to do that deep drilling, as we get that into production beyond the 2 million ounce profile, we can start to add a lot more ounces. And Galena at one point in its history for a very long period of time produced 5 million ounces of silver. And the plan for us is to get that mine back to 5 million ounces by 2025. And that will be through this drilling that we're doing today.
Okay, so at current rates then, can we say that this mine has fully turned around, or you still need to add some more of these ounces, ramp up production a bit more to truly be profitable here?
So the issue with the Galena, because it's a very old underground mine, is that about 80% of the cost, Corey, are fixed. So if you take the ounce profile next year to 1.1 million ounces, we'll be profitable. But as we go to 1.8 million ounces, the cost will drop below $15 all-in sustaining costs and make it very profitable just because of the fixed costs that are required. So if you increase your production by 40%, you're bringing down your cost by close to 50%. So that's very important on a fixed cost basis. The grades will be higher that we're mining, so that helps costs. But just bringing more ounces across brings the cost down because of the high fixed cost at the complex. So again, think about next year being about $20 to $22 all-in sustaining cost, going to well below $15 as we get to that closer to that 1.8 or 2 million mark in 2023. So a little bit of profitability next year, a whole lot of profitability by 2023 or so.
Okay, perfect. That makes sense. Now, in terms of exploration and drilling, how many meters are planned to continue to grow this deposit quite nicely?
Yeah, so we're drilling about 39,000 meters in phase one of the program. That program ends June 30th. 2021. So we've been drilling that since December 2019. So right through this year through to kind of June 2021. And then the view is there'll be another $5 million, another 40,000 meter drill program after that. So again, the view is that the Galena mine itself, by the time we're done, will have much more than 250 million ounces by the time we hit that 1.8 to 2 million ounce number, which again will allow us to build the production from 2 to that magical $5 million number that it did before. So again, drilling is ongoing through the Sprott recapitalization that goes through to the end of June 30th, 2021. That again gets us to 190 million ounces. And then we'll put another, as of July 1st, another $5 million program that'll go for a year, and its target will be 250 million ounces at the mine. And to put it in perspective, right now we've been drilling at about 5 cents an ounce. So So as long as, Corey, as you could keep drilling at 5 cents an ounce when silver's at $24 or $25, you're going to keep adding ounces, right?
Well, yeah, that's part of the growth story, right? You guys are adding ounces pretty quickly here, but they are needed to ramp up production, right? But you have that production available to you. Let's also talk about Cosalá here. Now, that's in Sinaloa, Mexico. It is not producing right now because it is under a blockade. But assuming you can get that all sorted out, then it can be ramped up again. Give us an update at year end here of Cosalá operations.
Yeah. So the mine right now would be terrifically profitable. The mine generates silver, zinc, and lead. And obviously, with everybody knows where silver prices are, but zinc prices that are $1.27, $1.28. So this mine, think about it as if it was a zinc mine, would break even at 50 cents a pound. So we've got $1.27. We're going to do 44 million pounds of zinc and about 1.5 million ounces of silver at this mine in the first year in which we get it reopened. And so the challenge has been we've had a blockade that has nothing to do with labor or our union. It's had to do with individuals trying to extort trucking contracts from our local Ejido workforce. And so we obviously are not going to let that happen. We have a close and good relationship with the local community and its Ejido people. We don't pay them to mine. They have businesses in conjunction with the mine, like catering, like the trucking business that takes it from the mine to the mill and from the mill to the ports. And somebody, organized criminal group that extorts for trucking contracts came in and started this blockade. We've been working with the Mexican government for around 9 months to kind of get the blockade down. And the challenge is we can get the blockade down, but we need those individuals to be arrested, because I don't want to spend $5 or $6 million reopening the mine only for these guys to come back and blockade it again. And so it's been about negotiating the certainty. As you guys may know, Equinox had a problem at its mine. It announced that it had a blockade. Then they announced the blockade was gone. It was open for 4 days, and then it got reblockaded again. We don't want to be in that situation. So we've been working with our local partners in Mexico, as well as the government. And the view is, we think, in the first half of next year, the mine will be reopened. And again, it will be able to produce about 1.5 million ounces of silver. And because of the zinc and lead credits, you'll be basically mining silver at a $0 all sustaining cost.
Okay, so let's wrap it up then in terms of next year, tail end of next year. Summarize what you hope to be producing, what's on schedule for, and potential cash flow from that production then, please.
Okay, so if you assumed we were in end of the year and I was giving you the same projections and we had Cosalá operating, we'd be talking about producing about 75,000 ounces of gold at about $1,000 all sustaining cost. And we'd be talking about producing around 3 million ounces of silver at about $10 all sustaining cost. So if you look at that on an operating cost basis at current prices, you'd be talking about roughly $100 million in operating or free cash flow pre-tax. So on a market cap of less than 300 million US.
Okay, it's a lot to take in for everybody, but it really does seem like the company is turning the corner, especially next year, getting these operations ramped up and even back to commercial production for Relief Canyon. It could provide some nice cash flow for the company. Give us just a quick update before we wrap this up in terms of how much cash the company has in the bank right now.
Yeah, sure. So at the end of September, we had just about 23 million US in the bank. Obviously, if we're talking about just getting to commercial production, we're using some of that cash as the mine at Relief Canyon is consuming more cash than the ounces we're taking off. And we expect that situation about March to be break even. So we should be in the $5 to $10 million of cash number before the cash starts to rapidly increase as relief gets to commercial production. So again, we have enough cash in the balance sheet, but I think it's important to note people always worry about the downside. And I'd say my two biggest shareholders are personally Eric Sprott and personally Pierre Lassonde. And Eric's a partner at Galena with us. So if the company needs a little bit of cash because, you know, gold's gone to 1750 or silver's dropped or cost, it takes an extra month, we've got the best partners in the world on the register to help us deal with a very short-term problem that we may have. So I'm pretty confident that the money we had at the end of September that we're still using to get relief up to commercial production will get us through. But if not, we you know, it's not going to be difficult for us. We won't have to go out to the equity markets. We can just go to our partners and our shareholders to help us. So we're very confident about that.
All right, Darren, appreciate the update. If anybody has any follow-up questions, please email me directly, fleck@kereport.com, and I will get Darren to address those. I'll also follow up in the new year to just see any of the updates either from Relief Canyon or over at the Coastal Operations. Hey, Darren, appreciate the update today, and I hope you have a great rest of your week and a great holiday season.
You too, Corey. I hope you have a great holiday. Thank you.